Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you, Lord.
good morning. Good morning, and welcome to Join Peace CDC. So glad the board, the switchboard is lit up over on this end. I am so glad each and every one of you have come on to share in this topic today. We have an exciting topic today that a lot of people would like to know more about what's going on in this particular chapter and these two to three verses. We may get to the third verse today, and we may not, but this is something the Lord put upon me since everyone is out at this time for the coronavirus, and we need the Lord more than we ever need him before. And so I want to welcome each and every person to the Join Peace CDC line this morning. We want to hear from everyone that came on today. I'm going to open up with prayer and say a few words, and those that would like to share with the topic today, I'm going to have you to hit 1 on your keypad, and I'm going to bring you in. When you hit 1 on your phone, that's going to bring you in on my area, on my switchboard. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning to see a brand new morning that we have never seen before. Thank you for watching over us and having the angels encamp around our bedside last night, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for no hurt, harm, or danger, dear Heavenly Father. Come nigh thy dwelling. God, we give you praise. We pray for everyone around the world, not just in our city, but around the world, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. We know you to be the great physician. You are the healer, dear Heavenly Father. We know Luke was a healer, but you was the great physician, dear Heavenly Father. So we're giving you praise this morning. We're giving you glory for what you're doing and what you're going to do in each and every one of our lives today. So today, as we go forth on this topic today, dear Heavenly Father, open up each one of our minds, dear Heavenly Father, that we may be able to receive the word of God today, dear Heavenly Father, like never before, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise today. We give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray, amen, and thank God. For anyone that would like to pass the number on to someone, this is the number that they can call in. Area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. The Holy Ghost led me to do something else with the broadcast today. So we're going to go forth and tell you what we're coming from today. Today we'll be coming from Isaiah 61. And it reads thus, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has set me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound." We're going to just start with that verse today. We have time, we may go to the next, but we're going to dissect this verse today. You know, as I was going through that, and a lot of people ask us about that particular chapter. There's other chapters in the Bible, but other people are very concerned on that chapter. So we thought that we would talk about that today. You know, in this chapter, Isaiah was introducing the king who will rule in the glorious kingdom. He has just described after Jesus read from this passage, and you can go over to Luke 4, 17 and 21 for your reading and hearing. In the synagogue, he said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And the me on whom the Spirit of the Lord God rests is Christ, the one who God has anointed to preach good tidings, good news, and to proclaim liberty. When Jesus quoted this passage, he stopped at this point, indicating that the day of vengeance, meaning final judgment, has not yet come. and everybody feel to with the coronavirus and everything going on, it's the final judgment. No, not yet. There's more to come. So if anybody would like to hit one on their keypad today, I would sure love to hear from you today. I have a whole lot of guests that came on the line today. And if you want to speak, just hit one on your telephone, and it will show up on my switchboard here. I will be glad to hear from anyone that would like to talk on this verse today. Don't be scared. Just come right on. I want to hear what does say the Lord from you today. I do all the talking for the last 14 years. Today I want somebody else to talk. I want somebody else to say something. We have prophetess on the line. We have bishops on the line. We have ministers on the line. So I want to hear from some of you all today. So just hit one on your keypad and come right on in. I would love to hear from you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, when you think about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, everybody's scared. Nobody want to be the first to push their button on the phone. You know, this should be a witness of any who seek to proclaim the gospel. You know, Jesus commissioned his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Oh, I have someone on. Let me bring them on. Praise the Lord. You are now on the air, caller from area code 580. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to hear you. Would you like me to introduce you, or would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, yes, you can go ahead and introduce me.
Okay. You're going to have to talk a little louder, too, because I don't think they can hear you too much. We're now having on the line Bishop Burnell Chestnut from Lawton, Oklahoma. Welcome to Joy and Peace. So glad you could come on today.
Thank you. The topic today, as you said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are in bound. Plenty of people are bound up today, and they cannot go free. And the Spirit of God is calling people to go forth and unloose those people and let them go free. But we must first find out why we are so unsuccessful. Mostly it's because who is the Spirit of the Lord? What is the Spirit of the Lord? Is it Jesus? Is it God himself? What is this Spirit of the Lord? God is upon me. We're going to stop right there. The Spirit of God. God is a spirit. And we that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Well, we must learn the truth. The Spirit of God is true, and the Spirit of God is untouchable. You may be able to touch Jesus. You may be able to touch God whenever he walk in someone else's appearance. But when the Spirit come upon you, no man can touch it. The Spirit is in the air. Using a word this morning you call ruach, and this word talking about the air. The Spirit is in the air. There are a lot of spirits in the air, but can they be touched? No, but they can touch you. Now the Spirit of God wants to touch us. Let us look at the Spirit. Genesis, the second chapter, and around the ninth verse, whenever God had put Adam and Eve in the garden, okay? God told them what, don't have that much time, and I want you to understand. And when Adam and Eve sinned, they did sin. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. When I say walking, because the voice of God, the air, the wind, was so heavy until they heard it, like we hear the wind blow today. Adam and Eve knew that they was in trouble because God was in that garden with them. Now, this is the air that and the wind that is blowing in this garden. It is the sub-God, the spirit that you cannot touch. Spirit does not have hands, legs, arms. But God has hands, legs, and arms at a certain point. But right now in the Old Testament, we see God without body parts. And God is moving around all over because he is God. He is like the wind that blows. He is in Ezekiel. He blows. He's the wind. But God have his personal appearance in that wind. And he moves. And just like he moves us and we have our being, well, God moves us. Now, when he made and created Adam and Eve, what he done to Adam, he blew in Adam's nostril. And Adam become a living soul because God blew in Adam's. Now, he gave him life. And that's the reason why Adam, hallelujah, breathed because of the life that God blew in him. That was life. Now, let us turn over and look again at Ruach. This is a Hebrew word talking about Ruach. Ruach is the word that gives us life. Without the breath that we Adam breathed, that God put in his nostril, there would be no life today. We have life because of this. God is not only like the wind, in the wind that blew. God is fire. Remember Moses, and also in the book of Acts, that tongues, the Spirit, Holy Spirit was in the book of Acts in the second chapter, where the disciples went up into the upper room, and when they went up in the upper room and got quiet and settled down, the Holy Spirit came in as a rushing mighty wind, and clovers of tongues like fire set up on them. This is the Holy Spirit. So when he says, the Spirit of the Lord, Isaiah says, is upon me. Remember, that is not a man. It is not a person. But it's like the wind that blows, the wind that carries life, the wind that, when God is in it, he speaks. He gives life. Praise God. And praise the Lord. Ruach, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The fire is in me, not just burning. Hallelujah. Because I can feel it. It's burning. Hallelujah. Because he wants to know he loves us. He so loved the world, God does. He gave us his only begotten son. Only begotten son, and that was Jesus. But let us go into the book of that quick. Let us go into Matthew's. Okay. Let us see who this roach is really is. Let us talk about this breath. Praise God. In the book of Matthew's, the first chapter and the 14th, first chapter and the 20th verse, it says, talking about Joseph. When he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, the son David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Is of the Holy Ghost. Now, right here, we'll see where Mary conceived, hallelujah, a baby. And the baby name, hallelujah, was Jesus. It's the name Jesus. 2:22 says that in the book of Matthew, say that they named Jesus, the angels did, before he left heaven. So his name was Jesus. And it says in the 21st chapter, and she called, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Now Jesus, for he shall save his people from his sins. Now Jesus means to save. That's the definition of Jesus. He went to the cross, and he died for our sins. Hallelujah. Now, all these things was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken of the Lord, by the prophet saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, Mary is the first woman that could have a son without sexual activity. And this is so interesting because we see God. God himself impregnated Mary. You may say, oh, wait a minute. Oh, but he did. He impregnated Mary with his precious anointing, that precious Holy Spirit, that precious Spirit that you cannot see. The Spirit in the Old Testament was called Spirit. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit has taken over the Spirit because it's holy now. It was holy in the beginning, but it has more power. It has more life to it because at that time, Jesus was not born. But now Jesus in the birth channel, and he is coming forth, praise God, as the Son of God. But yet we should realize that he is God. He shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel is God with us. God in the flesh. So what did Mary do? She brought forth body, and she brought forth soul and spirit. And she also brought forth Spirit of God in Jesus. That was the breath that was in Jesus. That was God. God was in Jesus Christ. And he carried his son around while he walked the earth. So the Spirit of the Lord is upon so that we can do a work. We can do a job to set the captive free that was bound by Satan. Huh? Satan is doing a lot of things today that he will not be able to do tomorrow if we obey this verse. The Spirit of the Lord, God Almighty, who does not have a body part on his own, but he put on that through Jesus Christ. God also walked in the Old Testament. He came and spoke to Abraham. He was a friend to Abraham. He came down as Melchizedek, and he spoke with Abraham. He came down as another angel, and he visited Abraham again and prophesied that Sarah would bring forth Isaac. God also came down in the body part of another angel. In the book of Genesis, whenever he went to destroy Solomon Gomorrah, God is coming down today, but now he is in Jesus Christ. And he went to the cross. The flesh name was Jesus. It means to save. That was destroyed on the cross. It was beat and buffed for us to sin. But the Holy Spirit, Emmanuel, he left the body so that it could die, because he could not look upon sin any longer. That was the Spirit that calls us to go forth today, and we must obey the word of God. We must do what God say do. And remember, he is that Spirit that calls us and fills us with his Holy Spirit. And he blesses that wind, that air. He blesses that go in us, that enter in us, that call the Holy Spirit. It is holy, and it is God. Back to you. Praise God. Back to you. Bishop Elliott. Bishop Elliott?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know y'all have learned something which you heard today that you may not have understood from that one particular scripture, how she took you all the way from Genesis to Acts to Matthews to tell you about this particular scripture. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. If we have anybody else that would like to say something on this topic, hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you today. You know, as I was saying earlier, Jesus commissioned his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He told them to first wait in Jerusalem until they may be endued with power. For you will receive power. You shall be witness unto me. You have to get the power first. You just can't run off half cocked. You know, we cannot be effective for God without the power of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You know, many churches have sought to substitute man's program for God's Spirit. But the working of the flesh cannot be accomplished in an ability or energy of the flesh. To attempt to do so leads to defeat, discouragement, and frustration. And when you say that the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings, what is it, the good tidings that we preach? Think about it. When you think about liberty to captive, freedom from prison, no, this isn't the effect of the gospel. Jesus in the synagogue in Nazareth, this day has his scripture been fulfilled. And when you read it and look at it, Jesus is the gospel. My. You know, as I started reading that and going through scriptures and stuff, it started breaking down. Could we just read it the top and we go back and read? We think we got it, but then we have to go to some other scriptures and get the full meaning of the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. You know, a lot of people were just telling me when they read this, they were saying automatically they were supposed to start running out to preach. No. The spirit got to be on the inside of you that God has already put down on the inside of you that will pull up from up out of your belly, that will give you the understanding that you need. My. The spirit of the Lord. If we have someone else that would like to talk on this topic today, feel free. I would love to hear from you. Hallelujah. Don't be scared. Come on. I know all of you all have read this topic. All of you all know something about this scripture. Because this is a powerful scripture. It really is. It takes you way back on a lot of scriptures that bring it up. And, you know, the other part, we giving God praise and the glory. Some people dropped off, but they're back on, praise God. If anybody would like to say something before I say anything else, somebody else may want to say something, because I don't want to do all the talking today. I want to give all my listening audience, my call in people, to say something. And when I heard the bishop say about the wind that blow, and then when we went to Matthew's chapter 1, verses 20, 21, and 22, and I had never thought of tying that in with the spirit of the Lord God. You know, that was something I learned today. So it's the Bible is unfolding every day that we open up the word of God. We have one call that has dropped. I hope they can get back on in Jesus' name. Another call dropped, but they'll probably come back on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, the spirit is the accepted year of the Lord. The servant of the Lord will be the ultimate, the preacher, and the redeemer of Israel, who rescued them. Jesus speak of the initial fulfillment of this promise, referring it to his ministry of providing salvation, comfort to the spiritual oppressed. You'll find that in Luke, the 4th chapter, in the 18th and the 19th verse. And I'm going to turn over that in case you don't have your Bibles in front of you. I'm going to read what does say the Lord. And you know, you find this, the verse we're talking about in Isaiah, is also found in Luke, the 4th chapter, and the 18th verse. And this is what it says. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. And verse 19 says, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Here, you know, he has anointed. You can tell when someone bring a message who's anointed for a particular thing. And that's why, because he had anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. He didn't say just to the rich, he said to the poor. He has set me to heal the brokenhearted. That means you're to heal the brokenhearted. Not just your family, other families, someone you meet. You may come across someone today that is broken heart, broken in spirit, that you need to raise up and lift up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to put the song on right quick because I see this other person is trying to get back in. And so I'll just play a song right quick and I'll be right back in. I'm going to put you on hold.
I shed some tears of joy and pain. I've gone through the fire and the rain. See, I am facing trials that I've never been in. But I'm hanging on to every word you say. Here in the Bible, that I read, I put my hope in you, trusting that you see me through. Believing that faith is the only way. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Lord, Lord, bless my house as I bless you.
I don't know who I'm talking to out here, but there's somebody that is going through something right now in your house. And can I tell you that if you bless him, he'll bless your house. Listen to this.
Here I stand with outstretched hands, crying out to your love for a divine refreshing.
Talking about Isaiah 61, and so I think she was trying to get back on. She thought we had all dropped, but we give God the praise this morning. We will continue on the broadcast. You know, the Spirit, which is the Lord of God, the three persons of the Holy Trinity, function together in this verse. Here we're talking about in verses Matthew 6 and 8 and Matthew's the third chapter. Let me turn over to Matthew's the third chapter and see what it's saying. Praise God. See, Matthew's the third chapter and the 16th verse. And it said, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens was opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. You know, you've seen pictures of people being baptized, and you see the form of the Spirit is as a dove. Let me see, I have my caller back on. Okay, caller, you are not on the air. I was able to get you back on.
Yes, yes. I would like
to say, according to
John's baptism. Oh, my gosh. I think I'm having a problem. John's baptism.
Okay. I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh. When John baptized Jesus, praise God, Jesus went straight up out of the water after his Father, the Holy Spirit, came upon him and anointed him and blessed him and touched him. He went straightway, was led of his Father, of that Spirit, which is his Father, to be tempted by Satan. And there is one temptation that we should realize what Satan was doing. It's very important. Why Satan wanted this world so bad, if thou be, he says, the Son of God, which he wasn't too sure, I don't think, but he was up there in heaven. He knew Jesus, and he knew God. He knew the family because God created him, and he was a very busy devil, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yet and still, Satan said this to Jesus. He said, very important, if thou be the Son of God, of God, command these stones to be made bread. Now remember, the devil wanted those stones to be turned to bread by Jesus so that he could conquer, so that he could take the kingdom, what he always wanted. He tried several ways, it didn't work. But he says, now I'm going to try this because this got to be him.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus had a big surprise for him. If thou, he told him to go and worship him. Every time he tempt Jesus, Jesus would say, you worship me.
Mm.
So Satan has a work to do for God himself. And that's why he us and try to maneuver us into doing evil. But I would like to say one thing about that tree. Jesus Christ has turned the cross, which was the tree of death. He took that cross that was the tree of death and turned it into the tree of life and blessings for us. We can go to that cross. We can go to that old rugged cross, and we can be healed because of the precious life that's on that cross, because God loves us so much.
Mm-hmm.
And the leaves and the trees heal and blesses in every nation, wherever, it doesn't matter where Jesus is preached. Hallelujah. So let us rejoice in this, knowing that that tree of that cursed tree was turned to a blessed tree, a tree of life and blessing for us, that we may come to it and be healed. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you, Bishop Chestnut. We have another caller that would like to say something. Caller, you're on the air. I have your mic on. Just go right ahead.
Well, thank you, and good morning, everyone. This is Evangelist Beverly Epps. I love this scripture. In all Well, since all of this about the coronavirus is on most people's minds and a lot of people are very fearful now, these very verses are so apropos for us today because when you have the anointing of the Lord on you, in you, it drives fear out and it drives you to faith. So when we mm-hmm. have faith in God, there's no stopping us. And a lot of times we'll say, I heard a lot of people say, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I always say, I don't understand why not. The Bible is very clear, and especially right here. It says we are to preach the good news to the meek. That means that anybody that's humble in that spirit will hear what you have to say about the word of God. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. We have so many brokenhearted people, and I always think about when you bind something up, you wrap it up. And when you have the love of God in you and you wrap up the brokenhearted, hey, that's very soothing. I was thinking about the time that I had, I saw in the spirit like a wound. And the balm of Gilead, when we apply the balm of Gilead to brokenhearted people, it really comes in to soothe and to heal and to make you feel good. Proclaim liberty to the captive. Sometimes we can be captive in our mind. It may not be like anybody holding you captive or anything like that, but you are captive to your own mind because of fear. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. And fear will keep people from doing what the Lord tells them to do, the opening of the prison to them that are bound. You know, that's what we basically do is, well, my ministry is in the prison. So I'm so happy that I am there, but because of health reasons, and especially now, one of the chaplains told me, Sister Beverly, do not come here to this prison. I said, I am not. I don't feel well, but I'm trusting God to totally heal me of this ailment of allergies and asthma. But we are living in a time when the world really, 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 more than ever, needs Jesus. That's all I have to say, Sister Sadie. I love you guys out there.
Love you too. Thank you so much. You know,
you're welcome.
As each one of you was talking, and we say, whom does the gospel come to? And when we're saying to the meek, those who know they need help. It's people know they need help, and those that need help, they're gonna seek out some help. It's not to be proud and self sufficient. You know, you're wasting your time if you try to preach the gospel to them. They that are whole need not the position. It's the ones that's broken. The ones that know they need Jesus to the brokenhearted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my heart is broken over sin. It seemed too weak. You know, I desire to do what's right. And we got to have the strength. We can't give up. We can't throw in the towel with every little wind and doctrine that come around. We got to stand on the word of God. And you
Amen.
Know, the Holy Spirit was on Jesus and in him as well, even at his baptism. You know, the dove lit on his shoulder. The dove symbolized the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He also was conceived of the Holy Spirit of God as well. You know, all of these things in the scriptures were fulfilled in Jesus. He did not set the captives free. He did preach the good news of the gospel. He did all of these things. Thus mentioning, Jesus was sanctified long before he was even conceived
in the womb of Mary. He from the beginning was God, the Word. Even over when Isaiah 61 and 2 say, to proclaim the accepting year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. You know, the accepted year, the same as a day of salvation and my years of redemption. You know, this is where Jesus stopped reading in the synagogue, indicating that the subsequent writing in the rest of the chapter awaited the second coming of Christ. And then that part, he said, the days of vengeance as part of his deliverance of Israel. The Lord will pour out wrath on all who oppose him. You'll find that in Revelation chapter 6 and verse 19. You know, the tag words we use today throughout this scripture was the Spirit, proclaim, binding, brokenhearted,
open,
preach, you know. We use different ones that I didn't even put up here. Someone else brought in as they were speaking. I want to thank everyone that came to the line today for this special program. We'll be coming with different programs on Wednesday. After 14 years, God says it's time to make a change. It's time to do some other little things in between, tweaking some things in. And while people are sitting at home not knowing what to do, how to do it, they can come on Blog Talk and listen to some of the topics and share what God has given to them. And if there's anybody on the line today would like to bring a broadcast on, because we're going to start talking about the end times. And so anybody that would like to come on, just call me at area code 832-865-8438. Or you can send me a text through Joy and Peace, through Facebook or through Blog Talk. And we are glad to get with you so we can have the word can still go forward. Because it don't stop with us. It's others would love to be on the broadcast, would love to share what God have given to them. So I want to thank all my guests that came on today. We had bishops on, evangelists on, properties on, overseers on. I'm looking at my switchboard. We had two that dropped off, but I'm just saying we had a full crew today, and I want to thank God. You know my little cliche, it's not in the Bible, but I always tell you before I signed off, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And I thank you. Even we had doctors on the line today. I want to thank each one of you all that came to the line, that even listened or that you say something. And I really appreciate Bishop Burnell Chestnut out of Oklahoma coming on the line today, and Evangelist Pastor Beverly Barnes for coming on today, talking and sharing what God had given to them. And until next week, I want each one of you all to be blessed. Have a wonderful week. Stay in. Do what you need to do to keep yourself well. And until next week, I love each and every one of you. And I hope you all was blessed by this broadcast. And until next week, be blessed. Love each one of you all. Bye-bye.